Look, Bart, Ulster final defeated the hands of Tyrone. I think it's fair to say that the physical conditioning and the physical power, along with the Donegal mistakes, was the one in this game for Tyrone tonight.
Yeah, look, particularly in the first half, Ashton, they pressed us very high and we found it difficult to get out with our own kick out, so we did. But as you said, they're big, strong men. I don't really think that's an excuse for us. Like, I felt at times we caused them a lot of problems, you know, at different periods of the game, but in key moments when we needed real calm and clarity, we kind of give away unforced errors. And listen, we have to remember these guys are 15, 16, 17 years old. They're only kids, like, and playing in a big occasion as well, so there's probably a little bit of nerves, but you know, there's one thing for sure, is they give absolutely everything out there in that pitch today.
And maybe did the occasion get to them in that opening quarter? Because Tyrone were in cruise control and comfortable, and they should have been leading by more.
We knew Tyrone were going to look for a quick start. We were looking for a quick start as well. We were trying to get to the water break and reassess then where we're at. Unfortunately, you know, we just didn't settle well enough. And I there's nerves. You have to give Tyrone massive credit. They're well set up. They pressed us really high in the kick out, so they did. And look, as you said, that they had them big men as well forcing us long, and when we went long then they were causing us problems. But again, that's not an excuse. We had opportunities to get the ball away and we didn't, and look, these things happen, you know.
Yeah, the boys gave it everything, particularly at the start of that second half. They came out a different team. There was an added energy to them, so there was, look.
Aye, listen, we just said it that again in the dressing room, if this is going to be our last throw of the dice, let's roll it and see what happens. And they did, like, in that period as well. Like, we were four down, we eventually got a score, but we had a couple of big chances where we normally would take them and we didn't, and then they went back up the scoring point as well, and we brought it back to two and we give them the ball again, and then, you know, we ended up getting three then. And, you know, to be fair, and again, if you look at the goals came from our mistakes, so they did. And look, this is the nature of Gaelic football at underage level, that they can make mistakes. You know, they gave it everything, so they did, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, and I suppose the old cliche is the goals win you matches, and Tyrone got the two goals when it counted for them.
Aye, they did. Listen, they did, and to be fair, they took them very, very well, both of them, so they did. Carved us open at the day, and that was the potential they had, so it was. But I thought, like, up until that point, we defended very, very well, so we did. And look, it's very disappointing.
Listen, as you said, they're very young men. I think Sean Martin only turned 16 last week. There's a bulk of them only 15. Tyrone are probably, that year would make a lot of difference at this age group. So there's a lot of hope, and there's a bright future for these young boys, and they'll be playing minor next year again, and they'll learn from this, so they will.
Absolutely. They're absolutely tremendous young men who have given us absolutely everything they have. And them guys, the brilliant experience for them guys, like, so Sean Martin, Conor McGinty, Donal Gallagher, Owen Kelly, them guys that are going to be there next year, like, to the experience in Ulster final, that bit of experience will settle things down next year, you know. Like, there's a couple other guys as well, and look, you can't ask for anything more than giving your absolute all, and that's what they did every single week. So they did. So I'm just, as I said, I'm very, very proud of them.
Yeah. Just to touch on the academy, because this is what it's all about. It's all about bringing players through. And I suppose if we look at Tyrone and their condition and how they played football tonight, that's probably the marker where Donegal has to get to. And that's the likes of Ciar Lacy and Aaron Kyles. You're involved as well. You're the manager. But you just know where you need to get to the level.
Aye, look, yeah, as I said there, you know, Karen and Aaron now are in, they're doing Trojan work on our 14, 15, 16 academies, and hopefully now we can bring on the levels of S&C and the conditioning, and because, as you can see, like, we're never found one in terms of football, in terms of energy, in terms of work rate, we're never found one. So it's just a matter now, maybe closing the gap physically, but as I said, I don't think that's an excuse tonight. Tyrone were the better team, and you know, a lot of our errors were unforced, and whatever the case may be, but you have to give it to Tyrone, the better team tonight, and they deserved it.